Hello everyone, I'm here with a new audio. Been doing a questionnaire by a good friend of mine. He made this questionnaire, but it's a deleted account now. However, he's been pestering me to do this, and it's my fault. I kept putting it off, so I'm just gonna jump into this. It's called the Dudley's Seven Wonders, and he's such a nerd that this title wasn't surprising to me. But yes, Dudley, I'm finally doing your questionnaire. So first of all, number one, what keeps you coming back to GWA? Is it just the sexiness, or is there something more? At first, it was like the sexiness, because like the new things I would discover every day was pretty sick. But I think that the community and the friends that I've made from it, it's like, why would I want to leave? I have this thing in common with these people, and GWA is the reason why I was able to meet these amazing people. So why would I want to leave? And also, it's just fun to record. Number two, are you or have you ever been in a relationship while also being an active poster? And did your partner know? When I first joined, I was single. However, the person with now is also a part of GWA. So, yes, he knows, if that answered that question correctly. Number three, how have you grown both sexually and as a person from your experience here? Oh, lords. Oh, gods. Sexually, definitely, because I discovered all these kinks that I didn't even know were kinks. Learn different terms and things of that nature. And I'm able to like kind of come out my shell a bit more sexually, because some kinks that I had, I would never talk about or acknowledge because I always thought like they were bad, or, you know, I shouldn't have them because they're wrong or weird or something. But then I find this whole community of people that have the same, you know, interests as me, which is so dope. And as a person, I believe that I'm working to becoming a better me. The people that I have met through this platform, they've been there through some hard things, and I am confident in the fact that they will continue to be there. And I do see changes in myself, my maturity, you know, my coping for things that I go through. It's different, but it's like a good different. Number four, in your own opinion, what is the best thing about GWA? Oh, definitely like the camaraderie. Is that the word? Oh God, I don't know who I'm talking to, but that is what I imagine it to be. If that's a word, if it's not, correct me. It's the support that you have in this group. When you post, you see all those wonderful comments. I think the comments is what like keeps people posting, because it's so supportive, and there's the compliments are just so like touching. In your own opinion, what is the worst thing about GWA? I guess the worst thing for me would just have to be, you know, you have to take the good with the bad, and the bad with me would have to be the creepy messages that you'll get. You'll get the creepy messages, you'll get the creepy comments, you know, people who are very persistent as well. It just comes with the territory. At first, I was like, oh, this is so weird. I don't know if I want to be a part of this anymore. But now it's so natural. Not natural, but I'm just so used to it that I handle the situation and I move right along. Number six, have you ever taken a hiatus from GWA, and why? If you haven't taken one, what are your thoughts on the tendency of posters to go on hiatus? So I don't think I would count the last couple weeks as a hiatus from GWA, because I just had surgery and I was starting school, so I was just busy and had no inspiration. So I guess, no, I have not taken a hiatus yet. However, my thoughts on people taking a hiatus, I think we really shouldn't have a place to judge people who do things like that, because things happen in people's lives, you know, whether it's personal, within themselves, and their family, work, whatever it may be, whatever makes them take that step to say, I need to kind of back up a bit, take care of myself, and maybe come back. I think it's more of, you know, that's something you could admire, as in they were able to make that decision themselves instead of staying somewhere where they are unhappy or conflicted within themselves. So more the power to those people. And number 7, describe yourself in 7 words. Okay, fuck. I am really short and always horny. Fuck yeah! I am really short and always horny. Fuck yeah. Take that. So that's it. It was short and sweet. I think I picked this one just because it was so, like, simple and fun to answer. So, yeah, that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed. In your face, Dudley, I did your questions. And that's it.